Every once in a while, something very interesting happens in this world, and a lot of people get a lot of pleasure out of something that doesn't necessarily happen that way. Years ago, some people from Salisbury in the area were on vacation, and they saw an entertainer perform, and they liked Sprint the Entertainer so much, they invited them to come and play on Cinco de Mayo, as a matter of fact. And it was a success, and now I think this is the third year later, and this particular person has grown a stop in Salisbury, Connecticut to a world tour. We'll talk about that in just a moment. We'll bring in Maura Wolf. Maura, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Marshall. Thank you for having us and letting us talk a little bit about Gil Gutierrez, who is the guitarist that will be playing on Sunday, May 5th at 7 o'clock at night at St. John's Episcopal Church in Salisbury.
But the interesting thing about Gil Gutierrez is he's got a trio now, but what you were in that group of people that originally saw him and then invited him to come the first time, right?
That's right. Well, we were all in San Miguel de Allende in Mexico, which is a place that has wonderful music and art, colorful people, but mostly just abundance of music. And we were all at this concert seeing Gil Gutierrez do this marvelous guitar music. He was so fascinating, so good, that we all said, we've got to get him to Salisbury, thinking it would be impossible. Well, lo and behold, we were able to get him here, and those 12 people all donated the money to make it a free concert to the town of Salisbury. And we had a sellout crowd. Not sellout, because it's a free concert every year, but an overload of people. The next year, we also got them back again. And they continued to entertain the people so well that we had to put chairs in the aisles the first year, and were told by the fire department, can't do that. So the next year, they were out the door waiting. And then we skipped a year, but now we've got them. We've got him coming back, and we're so excited that people will be able to hear him again here.
You know, it's a great story of how people's love of music brought that love of music back here and gives the opportunity for people here to hear it, especially for free. What's interesting now, instead of just doing, of course, St. John's, your concert, he has dates now from May 4th through May 26th, and that's also interesting that your interest and then the support that they received here obviously kickstarted an idea for Gil Gutierrez and his trio to add some more dates while they were over here with you.
Exactly. They just finished up playing in New York City. They will be playing in Rhinebeck, Montauk, East Hampton, Shelter Island. They have made it more sophisticated, and the three people that play are all fine musicians. But the keystone of the whole performance is the music of Gil Gutierrez, because he just gets so into it with so much joy that he blows your mind away as he just gets into improvising wonderful guitar music. And as you know, guitar music is very much a Mexican, normal kind of music. All the universities teach guitar.
The interesting thing, which, by the way, we're speaking with Maura Wolf once again, you can celebrate Cinco de Mayo at St. John's Episcopal Church in Salisbury on May 5th at 7 o'clock in the evening. Gil Gutierrez, joined by Dave Rodriguez and Bob Stern. What you say is so true. I started out learning music. I had a saxophone with Mr. Garavoy teaching me, and I didn't like the saxophone, so he gave me the guitar, and I learned the guitar. And then when you see in like you say, in Mexico and various places, how the guitar is used and how differently it's used, and the different sounds and the different rhythms that come off are amazing. And you're right, just about in any form of music, from the Mexico way or whatever. It's guitar as the lead instrument.
Well, the other thing too, Marshall, is in this political climate of kind of negative Mexico, we are so happy that we've been able to show people some of the beauty that is in that culture. We absolutely, the same 12 people and some others have been involved in donating money to be able to offer this free, just so we can let people see how beautiful the culture is at its essence. It's really gorgeous.
Well, they did a survey about all the cities in Mexico and crime, and the cities in the United States and crime. And the top 7 slots were occupied by United States cities. Mexico didn't get into number 8 and 9. So, there is. But that's the thing about Mexico. It is such a beautiful country, and the people really are warm and friendly. But I think what you 12 people did originally by bringing them over here is, and to see how it has expanded to this, I think you should all just shake your heads and say, wow, we've opened up a door of pleasure, not only for people in Salisbury, but this year, as I said, they're in New York, they're going to be away in Windsor, they're going to Saugerties, New York, Rhinebeck, Montauk, East Hampton, and Shelter Island. I just think that shows you how big of a world it is, and yet when people really care and want, how small you can make the world.
That's right. It's wonderful.
So if you want to celebrate Cinco de Mayo, what a great way to do it. I mean, you could go to Picante's before this and then head here for 7 o'clock on the 5th and really have a really nice celebration.
Well, what's interesting too, Marshall, is we were scheduled to have this concert at 4, as we usually had. And then someone from the Congregational Church contacted me. Oh, yeah. And said, oh, Maura, we're having a concert that afternoon. And that is Elijah, which is going to be a fabulous concert in the afternoon. So we decided to change it quickly to 7 o'clock at night, just so people like me could go to both concerts. And I think many people will try to go to the afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Congo and then have a bite to eat quickly and then get to the 7 o'clock performance at St. John's, will be great.
It's interesting on that date. I think more and more people should be connected because you have the great concert with the Salisbury Sinfonietta at 3 o'clock. You also have at Salisbury School Michael Brown doing his Gospel Fest at 3 o'clock.
Oh, no. That.
Yes. It's
same day.
It's unbelievable. But then I think your event, having it in the evening like that, will allow people, if they want to go to one and then go to the other. But on top of that, they could make it a day of celebrations. And in between that, like I said, Picante's for a little a taste of the of Cinco de Mayo. And then the Gil Gutierrez Trio at 7 o'clock at St. John's.
Yep, and we are then going to the Mexican restaurant in Salisbury. I'm not sure the name of it. Maybe that's what you're talking
about. That's Picante's. Yes, Picante's. Oh, yeah.
Okay. They're open until 2 o'clock that day, Cinco de Mayo. So we're taking the musicians there, and we expect to have a lot of fun with them after the concert.
There we go. That's a great story. All yeah. right. And so once again, this is free. But you would accept donations at the door, right?
We definitely would. In fact, we really need them because we do like to make a good donation to St. John's for allowing us to use the facility. And also, we do have expenses that haven't quite been covered. So we will appreciate any kind of donations that people make.
All right, Maura. Well, good luck. And thank you for opening the door for all of us here 3 years ago. This is the third concert, and people will enjoy it. Once again, Sunday night at 7 at St. John's Episcopal Church in Salisbury, the Gil Gutierrez Trio. Maura, thank you very much.
Thank you, Marshall. See you soon. Thank you. Bye.